I am in control. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capo, California, with a thought for today. I am in control. So often in our life, we feel sorry for ourselves. And whenever we feel sorry for ourselves, we are not in control. We are not in control of anything. What is it that makes a successful person? A successful person is a person who has a decision, he's going to do something, and he goes and does it. And if he runs into obstacles along the way, he just works with them successfully, joyfully, happily, but always remembering that his decision to be successful, his decision to do anything, comes first. Now, if someone says, "Oh, that doesn't sound too good to me," the unsuccessful person is going to say to himself, "Well, I guess it's not a good idea. I guess I shouldn't do it. Nobody wants me to do it. They don't appreciate who I am. They don't appreciate what I'm trying to do. They don't appreciate where I'm going. They don't appreciate who I am. My goodness sakes. Well, I won't either. I won't appreciate it either. I will just say, it can't be done. I just won't bother doing it. I just won't bother giving my glorious gift to the world. And I will feel sorry for myself and say, hey, if they don't want it, they'll lose it. Ha, 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 ha. Well, who's a loser? I'm the loser. I'm the loser for not doing what I want to do. Now, I have often told people that I like to do many things, and I like to do them privately, quietly, by myself, sort of feeling my way along while I'm doing it, not telling anyone what I'm doing, just go off to do it by myself. And when I'm done, then I show it to people, and if they like it, great. If they don't like it, great. They can put it back the way it was, or do whatever they want, but I go forth to do what I want to do. Now, that takes a lot of courage to do that. It takes a lot of guts to do that. It takes a lot of fortitude of saying to yourself, hey, what I'm doing is right. I believe in myself. I believe in what I have in my mind. I believe what I want to do is a good idea. And you see, when I say that I believe what I want to do is a good idea, and then I go and do it, what happens? It turns out just wonderful, of course. But what happens? It's not something that another person can encourage you on. It's not something another person can tell you that this is a good idea to do. It's just something you have to do yourself. The moment you bring anybody else in the picture, the moment you bring anybody else in the picture of whether this is a good idea or not a good idea, then it's not your idea anymore. Then it's not your dream. It's not your goal. It's not your ambition. It's not your inspiration. You are no longer the master of yourself. And, of course, when you're not the master of yourself, you have a right to feel sorry for yourself. But, of course, you gave up being master of yourself by giving up your goal and telling it to other people before you had a chance to do it yourself. Why is it they have think tanks? A think tank is where people gather together to think. Or maybe it's a private think tank. You ever think of that? You ever think of a private think tank where you can privately think your own thoughts and privately come up with your own ideas? Well, I can assure you, Einstein had his private think tank. He spent most of his time in that private think tank. And many people didn't understand him. And many people wanted to understand him. But they tried to understand him. But the thing is, he couldn't be understood because his think tank was a work in progress. It was something that was being done. When I was a kid, I used to go over to the minister's house and offer to be helpful to them. And they would say to me, "Sure, would you clean the house for me?" And I'd say, "Sure, love to do it." And they'd say, "Well, okay." I'd say, "Just one condition. I want to be able to move all the furniture around and make it what I think would be a nice looking arrangement. And also I'll clean all the corners and dust all the furniture and do everything beautiful." Well, the first time I did that, the minister's wife looked at me and said, "I don't know. I don't know if I want my furniture all put into a new arrangement. And the minister said to his wife, sweetheart, let him do it. It's easy to push the furniture back in the place that we want it, but the thing is, it's not so easy to get into all those corners and to scrub all those floors and to do all that tile work and to do all that dusting. And finally she acquiesced and she said, I guess you're right, sweetheart, I guess you're right. And the two of them went off to do whatever they were going to do. And I was there with the house all by myself. Or I had the friends of the youth group with me as we were doing these things. And I would say to one, okay, who wants to do the lawn? And somebody said, okay, I'll do the lawn. Who wants to do this? Who wants to do that? Each person did what they wanted to do. Now, do it however you want to do it, but make sure it is spick and span and spotless. Okay, okay. And each one went off to do it. Well, the fellow who mowed the lawn, he mowed the lawn in a pattern that was not familiar to any of us. He did his circles, and he did his squares, and he did his roundabouts. But when he got done, it would look really nice. It was really good, but it was done in a totally different way than any of us would have ever thought of doing it. And I took charge of most of the rooms and moving the furniture around, getting down into the corners and cleaning out all the dust and making everything beautiful. And then I thought when I was done, okay, now the furniture is all discombobulated, it's all in a new arrangement. How do I want to put it so that it'll look really charming? How could I be an artist here and put that furniture in a way that's going to be really nice? And I thought about it. And the other kids who were working with me, they went on to do other things. They knew that I was in my think tank. And they knew that I was the one who was a take charge person. And so they went off to do other things where they could be a take-charge person. Well, after a very short time, it didn't take long at all, I had all the furniture moved in a way that I thought was charming and delightful and unique. Well, the afternoon soon faded away, and evening came, and it was time for us to go home to our dinners and our families, and the minister came home to his house. And we met him out in the front of the house, and we said to him, thank you for letting us clean your house. Thank you for letting us make your house all spick and span the way it made our heart. It was just our project, because you didn't tell us what to do or how to do anything. You just let us do whatever it is we wanted to do, and it was fun. Oh, we had so much fun. And the minister and his wife were ready to go in the house, and his wife said, oh, my, what's it going to be like? And the minister said, sweetheart, these children have given out of the love of their hearts for us. They wanted to have an experiment. They wanted to play house. They wanted to pretend that this was their house. They could do anything they wanted to do. And we said yes. And sweetheart, I think we've done a big gift in letting them have their way. Now, the next gift is that we give to ourselves in not expecting it to be anything, but just be ready for the magic of a new look that we never would have dreamed in doing ourselves. And she says, oh, you always like to come up with a positive idea. And he said, that's right. And they went in the house. We all had long gone. They went in the house. We weren't around. And the wife looked around. And she said, I would have never thought of moving the furniture like that. And the husband went into his study, and he said, they really did a clean-up job here. I don't know if I'll be able to find things anymore, but it's a clean-up job. And both of them accepted what was done. They allowed for others to be a genius. They allowed for others to be in control. They were still in control, because they could always rearrange if they wanted to. But the biggest control that they took was to allow the young people from their church to do something that they probably couldn't do at home. And so then later, the minister and his wife came to the group where the group met that evening, and they came up to them, and the group was all in trepidation, thinking, what are they going to say? What are they going to say? And the minister's wife spoke first, and she said, boys and girls, I have never been happier coming home than I was today. I walked into my house, a totally new house for me, and I looked for a minute and I said, "Oh-wee!" And after I got over the first initial impact of what happened, I said, "You have brought a new magic, a new miracle into my house, because I was able to let you do it yourself. I let you be in charge, be in control." And it was so wonderful. I don't know. I'm just so happy. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Now the husband didn't have to say a word. He had a big beam on his face, a big smile, and he looked at us all. And as he looked at us, he said, "I've got the greatest group of young people any minister from any church could have ever had." When you're in control, you have to sort of move along. You have to sort of tread where angels fear to tread. You have to enjoy yourself. You have to like yourself. You have to enjoy everything you do. You have to be in control. And when you say, "I'm in control," it doesn't matter, mean that you're going against someone else. It just means that you're being the Einstein. You're coming up with the unthought of. Not the unthinkable, but the unthought of. You're coming up with the new venture, the new direction, the new layout of the furniture in the living room that had never been dreamed of being done quite that way. But your young, beautiful, dynamic, imaginative mind came up with something that the habit that they had for years and years and years of having the furniture in a certain way, they never dreamed of putting it in a different way. Magic takes place in our life when I'm in control, and I'm in control every moment of my day when I just get out there and do my thing. I do my think tank. I do my dream. I do my desire. I do my goal. And as I do my think, my desire, and my goal, magic takes place. And I have no room to be sorry for myself because I didn't do what I wanted to do. I just go and do it. And it's a happy, happy time. Have a lovely day, and know that I like you. I like you. I like you. Because I love you. I love you. I love you.